Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean.
Hey!
Here we are. Hello. Welcome from live streaming land here and on the globe. I think we're on the globe. Are we, Carolyn?
I don't know. Sometimes I think I'm floating above the globe, because what's happening on our globe is so silly and clownish and chaotic. I don't want to be part of it. I don't want to let my cells, my receptor sites on my cells, accept all this negative crap, because that translates into pulling in neurotransmitters that feed fear and anxiety. Ginny was telling me that last week's show where I talked about Candace Pert and the molecules of emotion, that scientifically we can say that the more we smile, the more we hug, the more we love, we are affecting ourselves. It's self-treatment. It's not woo-woo. It's not airy-fairy. It's scientific. I was telling that to the head groundskeeper at the Four Seasons today, one of my friends I met during COVID on my hotel walk. Nobody walking. Maxie was there taking care of the lawns and the shrubs and everything. And we started talking about oxytocin, dopamine, serotonin. And every time he sees me, he said, come here, I gotta get some oxytocin. I mean, people relate to this type of talk. And anyway, that's what I think about. Am I here? I'm here grounded on the earth, because you can be so heavenly bound that you're no earthly good. So you really have to be grounded. I mean, here in Maui at the farmer's market, I'll meet some of these old hippies who are still kind of floating. And I try to get them to, be a little grounded. And they're all getting on Remag. They're all getting on Picometer Magnesium, and it's amazing the results and the community and the hugs. Bob's asking me now every day, so how many hugs did you get today?
That's great. Yeah. Well, for those of you who are just joining us and have never met Dr. Carolyn Dean, you just met her in her fullness of joy and bliss and love and determination to spread health, vitality, and well-being around this planet in whatever form she can use tonight. We're on X, we're on YouTube, we're using the internet, and we use our physical presence, and we use our products, and we use Dr. Dean's books, which we talk about a lot, and we have our amazing customer service team. And our warehouse team honors every single package that they send out to you. If you receive a package from us, you know that it has been touched by people who authentically care, most of whom have worked with us from the beginning. And of course, everybody who puts together anything for Dr. Carolyn Dean's heart is full of love and a determination to really show the world what it like to be healthy again, to make America healthy again, to enjoy their vitality and their well-being. So welcome to the show, Dr. Dean. And thank you for that, because I agree, it's hard to want to be here now sometimes when you hear all the garbage that's going on.
Right. And instead of detaching or running away from it, get engaged, do some volunteer work. If there's someone in your neighborhood who's having a problem, reach out to them. a lady in our complex here a couple of weeks ago, I guess it's 5 weeks ago now, she had double hip surgery. Ooh. I mean, that is crazy courageous to do it. So I knew from her visiting the farmer's market that she loves green beans. So I started bringing her green beans. All of a sudden, she was getting these pound bags of green beans outside her door. You can do that, and it's so much fun. Yeah. And yeah, you can do that in so many ways.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. So tonight, we're here for an hour, and we're going to talk about Dr. Carolyn Dean's wisdom and all of her insights into all things natural and allopathic medicine. You'll read a lot about what she's got to say on different topics in her library, which is available on her website, drcarolyndean.com. If you use your phone to scan the QR code, you'll be able to see where to get the copies of the books. And we usually go through a series where we talk about different aspects of a single book. And we're talking about the Total Body Reset for Men, which is so much fun because men are starting to care about their health, Carolyn.
Yeah, I guess they are. Mostly through athletics and biohacking and extreme things. But after a certain amount of experimenting with extreme things, I think a lot of men, people come back to, well, let's get to the basics. So with the book, we're focusing on men's health, but the blog today is also focusing on carbs or carnivore. Mm. For men, and it's for women as well, but you know, we're trying to be available to men for their health, to, you know, give them support. You know, we've got your forehead, we've got your back. So about the carbs or carnivore, see what happens when people, men, women, people go online, they'll see both sides of the picture. It's like, oh, you should be a vegan and then you'll have total health. Or you could be a carnivore and just eat meat and have total health. And both extremes seem to be, you know, how is that even possible? Don't they just cancel each other out? And maybe there's something in the middle that people will gravitate to. And the way I look at the vegan diet is it's a detox diet. It gets you off sugar and, you know, maybe processed foods, of course, processed foods. Maybe it gets you off the seed oils. So in itself, it can be good for detox. It's very hard to do for weight loss or in the diabetic community, for example. Actually, I'm jumping to another topic, but the high sugar diet we follow, it's become pre-diabetic and diabetic for a lot of people. So people are looking for what diet should I choose. And in this article, which you'll find at drcarolyndean.com, I just talk about the two different types of diets. Carb loading got big in the athletic community for that energy boost when people go out and do athletic activity. And then with a high protein diet, that keeps people full for a longer period of time. But the main point about all these diets and these foods is they're talking about macros. Macros being carbs, protein, and fats. And what's not emphasized is that these foods are supposed to contain all the nutrients your body needs in order to survive. And if the food you eat doesn't have enough, say, magnesium, you don't have a chance for the 80% of your known metabolic functions that require magnesium. If your fats don't have the proper amount of omega-3 fatty acids or have too much omega-6, you're up a creek without a paddle. And the same with protein. So if you're a strict vegan, you could be lacking what? B12, calcium, iron, omega-3s, and several amino acids. I mean, every time I look up the vegan deficient amino acids. It's growing and growing as they're doing more research, perhaps. But they're saying leucine, lysine, taurine, methionine, cysteine, which are the sulfur amino acids, tryptophan, phenylalanine, isoleucine, threonine. So that's a lot of amino acids to be deficient in. And I keep saying that only 4% of the North American population is vegan or vegetarian. So it doesn't have a lot of, buy-in. People aren't gravitating to it and sticking with that diet. In other countries, they have a higher percentage. But in America, we're getting this impression or opinion from a lot of people that, oh, you have to be vegan if you're going to be healthy, but you're going to be deficient. And then I do some talk about when you change your diet to more complex carbohydrates, you can get gassy as your enzymes try to cope with the changes, your enzymes and your intestinal microbiome. Eating more whole wheat can uncover an underlying case of gluten intolerance. Soy protein, the powder, soy cheese, soy meat products, they're very hard to digest for a lot of people. So that's kind of problematic if you're going for a vegan diet and they say, oh, here's your protein. It's all about soy. And even with fruits, a lot of vegetarian vegan diets say, oh, you can eat all the fruit you want. It's natural. It's not really a sugar. Well, if you don't have the fructase enzymes to digest fruit, you're going to have a problem because all that extra sugar is going to feed intestinal bacteria and yeast, and you can have a lot of symptoms of gas, bloating, even diarrhea because you're eating so much fruit. So that's me sort of jumping around in the article. You can read the whole article, like I said, at drcarolindean.com, and you can send it off to your friends. So that's our blog for the week.
Now, Carolyn, I know you've been feeding your husband, Bob, who's a man, for a long time. And what do you feed him?
Okay. Well, you're talking about the Dean diet there, Jenny.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, since coming to Maui, I got into eating so much fruit. I actually gained about 10 pounds. My height is 5'1¼", which means I'm allowed to be 107 pounds. And what you do after menopause is you can add 5 pounds because you need that 5 pounds of fat to make hormones. Seriously.
Right.
So I'm allowed to be around 110 pounds, and I was getting up to 118, 19 with fruit. I would walk for hours and swim, no weight loss.
Mm.
I mean, you know, the way they talk about on these YouTube videos where someone is extremely overweight and then they start lifting weights and running and drop all this weight. No, it's about the diet. It's about what you eat. And I've been thinking a lot about diet recently because Melody Rose, my editor, and she's on the chat right now, I'm sure. We're updating my sugar book and the diabetes book, which is, it's not all about just diabetes and blood sugar. It's what the sugar does to the whole body. So anyway, what I decided to do, and it was actually when Julie started coming here. So Julie and I and Bob went on the Dean diet, which is, I've said before, it's 4 foods. You just eat those through the day. An avocado, a boiled egg, an orange or tangerine, and Restructure, our protein powder. And that's, you can have 4 meals of it. I put my eggs and avocado together with some hot sauce, and it's delicious. And then we did that for a couple of weeks, every day. And when I came down to 110 pounds, I said, okay, I'm fine, but I want to maintain it. So I'll do the Dean diet one day, and then intermittent fast the next day, and that's two meals. And the thing of it is, what is going on in the diabetic world is they're just talking about the macros. Do we just do complex carbs? That's what I grew up on. I think that's what was taught in med school, is high carbohydrate diet, high complex carbohydrate diet. But they didn't realize, well, the carbohydrates break down into sugar. So they're talking about carbs, protein, and fats. Well, how do you juggle those? And do you do a low calorie diet? 800 calories will help a person with their diabetes and their weight. But then I was just listening to an interview that Jason Fung, our friend nephrologist up in Toronto, Jason Fung, who I've visited, he says, but it's so hard because people get hungry and they want more food. And they just act like, oh my gosh, you know, if we take away this food, then they won't. It's about nutrients. It's about the micronutrients, not the macronutrients. If you have the proper picometer minerals, food-based and methylated Bs, and your food-based vitamins and your algae omega-3, your body is satisfied and doesn't have to keep grabbing for food, which means grabbing calories and gaining weight and not being satisfied. It is about the nutrients. And all these people, I've talked about, I forget his name now, the doctor who did the first ultra-processed food diet. Was it Dr. Lee or something? And he was amazed that people who ate ultra-processed diets, they ate 500 more calories than the people on sort of a basic bad diet. They couldn't figure it out. Ginny and I were at a conference, and I tried to say to one of the speakers, well, it's about the nutrients that they are missing, and they keep trying to eat for it. And it's like a stunned look. I mean, it set their research back, you know, 50 years, because they never learned about vitamins and minerals in medical school. So they have blinders on, they're in this little box. And I've got three books on diabetes in front of me. Not one of them talks about magnesium. Not one of them talks about vitamin C. Why is vitamin C important? Well, it turns out that vitamin C and glucose look the same chemically. They have a very close chemical structure. So they are transported through the body to the cells by insulin. So when you get a ton of sugar, you know, you're eating in a soda, you're eating 10 teaspoons of sugar, or a milkshake or something, it could be 25 teaspoons of sugar. At any one time, your body is just roaming around with 2 teaspoons of sugar. So you drink a soda and your insulin just skyrockets, and it tries to push this sugar, this glucose sugar, away, which means it's pushing it into cells. And if it's pushing all that sugar into cells to the detriment of carrying some vitamin C into the cells, ascorbic acid, then what happens is the cell gets jammed up with sugar. It breaks down and turns into a crystal called sorbitol, and it sits there and it can't move. It can't get out or be metabolized. If you had vitamin C in your cell, then you would, I don't know if you'd break down the sorbitol. I think what you would be doing is having less sugar in there because there's more vitamin C. But the vitamin C acts like an antioxidant to deal with the waste products of the metabolism of sugar in the glycolysis cycle, putting pyruvate into the Krebs cycle. Each of those cycles needs a lot of magnesium. And the end point is your ATP, adenosine triphosphate energy molecule, which is chemically attached to magnesium. You cannot have an energy molecule without magnesium. So if these folks are talking about, oh, diabetes, we don't know what causes it, is what they're saying.
Right.
Can you believe it?
Very true.
And, yeah. And Jason got the closest to it by saying that you just stop sugar, but then he sort of undoes himself by saying it's just too hard to stop eating.
Right. Right.
So it's like this vicious cycle on the top of the cyclone, whereas they're not even going inside the cyclone, which is the Krebs cycle, and seeing how, oh, we need nutrients. And it's not just magnesium in the Krebs cycle. There's manganese, there's B vitamins, there's several nutrients. Oh my gosh, what an experience to realize that the body doesn't just work one thing at a time. It's a conglomeration. And science will never get to the point of studying this because they just want it to be one thing so they can isolate and say, well, you know, not everybody dies when they get such and such, so it can't be such and such.
Right.
So it's pretty crazy making.
When we were in Canada and Vancouver a year and a half ago now, wow, you did stand up at the conference and say, what I've noticed in my experience with my customers is when they get satisfied with the nutrients, they don't have the same demand for food. And we've shown that and proven that. Now we're going to do something about it in a different way, but we'll get to that on another show. But the point is that was the statement that was poo-pooed. But this is really what you're saying. Satisfy your body so that it gets all the nutrients that it needs. And then your cravings for food will radically change.
Yeah, the body needs these vitamin and mineral essential fatty acid cofactors in order to work. And somehow that information got sidetracked from allopathic medicine and they went the drug route. Yeah. It's like when I said last week about the molecules of emotion, Dr. Candace Pert discovered that our cells have receptors throughout our body to accept neurotransmitters that make us feel good. And those receptors are influenced by our emotions.
Mm.
Neurotransmitters cause emotions, but their absorption into cells is also caused by emotion. So we are in charge of how we feel. And it's not to make people feel bad if they're depressed. I mean, biochemically, when I started to go through early menopause, you know, working in Manhattan on an AIDS project in the middle of crazy Manhattan, I would get this overwhelming feeling of impending doom.
Mm.
It's like life had ceased to exist. It was a black hole. Mm. I was doomed. I was so depressed. It lasted for seconds because a few seconds into it, I'd snap out of it when I had a hot flash. Mm. So there was something biochemical going on in my system, a hormone, whatever it was, neurotransmitter that was creating the hot flash. But in the face of it, I had this terrible feeling. So it made me realize that moods are biochemical. They're neurotransmitters. Mm. But now, if we're saying that we can adjust our moods and feelings, but you have to have the grounding to do that, and the grounding does come from our nutrients. How many of our customers have said to us, oh, I was in such a and I've written about it in all my books, I was in such a stressful state, I just couldn't cope, but when I started taking your picometer magnesium, things calmed down, and I was able to see whatever the light at the end of the tunnel. So this is where you start. You start building up your nutrients so that your body feels the strength of your cells working for you, your immune system working for you.
That's great. That's great. Yeah. Elma is saying, thank you so much for this topic. I'm learning so much about vitamin C. And she's saying, I get it. I get it. So that's fantastic, because that is, if you can get that, Elmer, or anyone, you really can, quote unquote, get it. You understand why we call them the building blocks, why we call the formulas the building blocks, because you've got to have that foundation under your lifestyle so it will sustain you. So that's fantastic. Great, great statements, Carolyn. Thank you so much.
Awesome. The next one, actually, Rachel, is the Maha Agenda. So what we've done through the weeks is gone through the 14 ways that Maha is supposed to help us. And then we went through the 14. I just lost all my notes, but here they are. And what we do, though, is each week now we tell people what Maha has developed to make sure that we are on track to be healthy and stay healthy. Now, throughout the 14 weeks, when I talked about the different points of the Maha Agenda, I was always very critical, saying, I don't know if we're going to get there. But individually, we can get there. As a community, we can get there. So it's worth talking about. It's worth reinforcing the positive things that are happening. Like this past week, they've taken off the recommendation for healthy children and healthy pregnant women to have a COVID shot. And I think it was on the children's schedule. It wasn't just a recommendation. It was on the schedule. So they've taken that off. Here's a cute one, Ginny. Titanium dioxide was removed from Skittles, so that's pretty important. And then Vigilant Fox posted on X that on a recent interview, RFK Jr. outlined a bold new plan to shift the medical system from one that serves Big Pharma to one that actually serves the people. Now, how crazy is that? And on the post, it talked about 20 years ago, it wasn't uncommon to see news segments questioning the safety or effectiveness of vaccines, but then it all went quiet. According to Kennedy, that silence was bought with pharmaceutical ad dollars. So I know that I've talked about it on this show many times, because back then was when I was in New York doing the AIDS research, AIDS and chronic fatigue, and doing TV segments on the morning shows and The View. And when they introduced direct-to-consumer drug ads on The View, I stopped getting invited. So these direct-to-consumer drug ads invaded all the networks, bumping off anyone who might be anti-drugs. 75% of TV drug ad revenue is probably coming from drug companies, and everyone knows who the boss is. So what do you think of that, Ginny?
I think every little bit helps, and we're 535 people short of being able to accomplish everything we want. But that Congress and that Senate are got a mind of their own, don't they? Just slow 535 people holding up the whole situation, right? It's so absurd when there's millions and millions of people in this country who feel differently, but they're a very powerful little group of people. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. Scott is saying, how do you feel with Maha taking on the food additives and colorings, Carolyn? What did you think of that?
Oh, absolutely. We talked about that last week, how 8 of them apparently have gone down, and there's a few companies that have declared that they're going to natural food colorings, you know, from whatever herbs and plants. So yeah, it's great. I wrote about that. Gosh. In my first sugar book, I started to write a sugar book back in the late 80s up in Canada. And then the sugar lobby group in Canada attacked me through my licensing board. So, you know, I put that book aside. I'm now putting it out in a sort of congratulatory phase, because we all know the dangers of sugar. But in that book, I talked about the food dyes and how the studies that were done back then with children about the food dyes and hyperactivity, they did so many fake studies. They would give kids a breakfast cereal and assess their mood for 3 hours, and then say, well, you know, these breakfast cereals with the sugar and the dyes and everything, it doesn't affect them. These mothers don't know what they're talking about. So it was a horrible scene back then, where these set of studies, and I have them in my updated book that'll be coming out soon, this series of studies just shut the conversation down. Yeah. And everybody kind of said, yeah, I guess it's just, you know, mothers panicking. Finally, I mean, what was that? I was writing about that in the 80s, you know, 45 years later, we're doing something about it.
Now, let me just say this also to you. What do you think about as far as the other things that they're recommending for our food toxicity? Have you heard any of their other ideas about what they're going to do about that? Because people are starting now to be concerned about food toxicity, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, they're hearing about it. Yes, one of my friends, she's with the Arizona Maha people, and they had a big meeting, Vital Choice. Did a kind of a nutrition conference. Now, I think Vital Choice is a food company, and they had some notable people there, and they're just bringing awareness. Like you say, people are starting to wake up. They'll see little snippets here and there and start to look into it. It's all very important, and it's going to take some time. Some companies will spearhead it. I hear some companies are saying they're going to use beef tallow in their frying machines instead of the seed oil. So it's slowly happening.
Very good. Very good. Now, switching topics a little bit, although I can see where this would lend itself. eMusic is asking, what is chronic fatigue and how do you work with it? How do you get over chronic fatigue?
Well, chronic fatigue syndrome, that started in the, I guess, in the early 80s. I went into practice in 79, so I was exposed to it early on. And they talked about a group of people at Lake Tahoe who had symptoms of chronic fatigue, which is, if whatever, apathy. It went into fibromyalgia with trigger pain points. They did surveys of people. And when I wrote about it, I talk about the people who'd had a lot of vaccinations, a lot of antibiotics, a lot of stress. And what I ended up saying chronic fatigue was kind of an autoimmune condition with yeast overgrowth and magnesium deficiency. So that's what I came up with. And then over the years, instead of calling it chronic fatigue, I call it total body meltdown. In the chronic fatigue world, it was ignored. I remember working with an internist immunologist up in Toronto. We were doing blood tests to see if our patients who had chronic fatigue symptoms had any blood abnormalities, and they did. They had problematic T cell counts, and their immune system looked like it was under attack. So I was looking at it in the beginning, and what I found back then, before I had the picometer minerals, I was using a lot of vitamins and minerals, doing intravenous, doing adrenocorticoid extract, natural form, which is no longer available, doing homeopathy, and having good results. But now we find, just with our are simple formulas because they're so well absorbed that people do much better. But it can, everybody is different. You know, there's a certain point where you have to think, well, what is the conflict? You'll hear me very often when people say, well, you know, I'm all on all your formulas, but I still have this and that. Then we'll go to total biology. And of late, I've been referring people to Danny Carroll, danny-carroll.com. He has free books about total biology, German New Medicine. So he comes from German New Medicine angle of the conflict basis of disease. His latest book, I think I talked about it last week, it's free on Amazon, or maybe it was 99 cents. It's called Breast Cancer is a Misdiagnosis. And the first few chapters are very elegant in the way he describes the conflict that people have that puts layers of tension and stress in a person that can manifest as a physical symptom. I mean, it, as you read it, you just think, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. And there's another book that my sister, she's our EFT tapping coach. She just told me about this book, about the ancestral basis of disease. So it's called It Didn't Start With You.
Okay, that's cool.
How Inherited Family Trauma, and then I don't see the other words. It Didn't Start With You.
Okay.
And he starts the book by talking about kind of his trauma with his family. And it sounds very psychological at first, but then the way he works through it. And it was so much reminiscent of what my patients were going through back in the 80s and 90s. You know, they'd all go on meditation retreats, and we do a lot of different things. And I would check all these things out, and they would be helpful. But see, a lot of people, when they get into the meditation and find a guru, it's giving someone else your ownership of your experience. What German New Medicine does, it says, well, you have these ingrained patterns as a human, as a living being, where your body is built for survival. And in order to survive, your body may think they have to give you this condition, or this condition develops and then it's misdiagnosed as a disease instead of a reaction to a conflict. So yeah, we're recommending danny-carroll.org and his incredible library, mostly free books, where he's just like a gift to humanity and what he's doing.
That's great. Yeah, simplifying it and making it easy to understand, because we've shared resources about this for 15 years now. And sometimes it's overwhelming to people because it comes from a real strong medical technical aspect of it, talking about layers of skin and how it connects to the brain and all these things. But Danny does make it very simple for people to understand. Oh, so yeah, when I got dropped on my head and shoved in the glove box of my car when I was six by my parents, that might have had something to do with why I still have this twitch, you know, or whatever it is. So
right. Yeah. I mean, the story in this book I just referenced, I'm remembering now, he broke his bond with his mother when she had to go into the hospital when he was a couple years old. So he interpreted that as being abandoned and couldn't trust her anymore because she went to hospital. Wow. It's amazing how we create these stories, and if we allow ourselves to look at it as conflict. And I found out, and you know, Bob's listening, and he'll probably said this 100 times, when I first started studying total biology 15 years ago or more, maybe 20 years ago, I talked to one of my aunties in Scotland, and she told me that three of my male ancestors in their 20s drowned in a dory in a sudden storm when they were picking up a doctor for a home birth. How did that affect me? I became the doctor. When my first year in my internship, we were in the nurse's residence, they had a pool. I was deathly afraid of water. And I said, look, if I can be a doctor, I can get over this fear of water. So I went to the pool whenever I could and just started to dip my face in the water. I mean, up till that time, I'd have a shower and, you know, kind of do a gasp when water hit me in the face. It was amazing. So I became a doctor so I'd be there for the home birth. And I had a fear of water. I'd get over that. But I didn't find all this out until many, many years later. So we carry these ancestral programs. Right. And if you have something going on that you think that just doesn't seem right, then you dig a little bit and you explore it. You excavate and figure out what's going on. You don't keep running the same gramophone thought of the horror that's in your world right now. It's like, well, what's making this horror right now so manifest? What happened in the past and before that? Where are the layers? And seriously, your mind is kind of blown when you say, oh my gosh, that makes so much sense.
Yes.
Like I hate the sound of slamming doors. Mm. And what I realized when I was told that my grandfather, who was a brilliant inventor, but he was working with mercury, mercury and lead. What am I trying to do? Get rid of mercury toxicity. So it sounds like he went a bit off his rocker and would have outbursts. And when I was a baby, I was in his presence, and apparently he would slam in and out of the house.
Mm.
So, okay, there you go. And now I don't mind slamming at all because I know why I might have been irritated by it or triggered by it. And there's where triggers are. That's real triggers.
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah. Not the fake triggers from watching too much Facebook or whatever.
Right.
Now, I just want to make sure I didn't miss any questions back here, because I think, Scott had one more question, and his question was, Florida actually cooperated with the Maha agenda of getting fluoride out of water. And so we've taken that step to move it. But dentists are all up in arms and saying, oh, this isn't going to end well. What do you think about that, Carolyn?
Yeah, I think there's 10 states that took the fluoride out. Well, see, dentists are married to fluoride. Yeah. They make a lot of money off fluoride treatments.
Yeah.
I've walked into a new dentist's office and they've said, oh, well, we'll book you for your fluoride treatment. Here's your x-rays. I said, I'm not doing fluoride. I'm not doing x-rays. Goodbye. So it's dentists serve, you know, if people think, oh, fluoride's bad, you go to your dentist and they're used to giving you your expensive fluoride treatment and they can't do it anymore. Of course, they're going to be mad. Yeah. It affects their pocketbook.
That's right.
And it's got nothing to do with the health of your teeth. There was one study back in the day in some town that had a lot of fluoride in the water. And there was one little age group of boys, 10 to 12 years old, and they had less dental cavities. And they somehow said it was due to the fluoride in the water. And they said, oh, we can use this waste product, fluoride from some industry, and make people put it in their mouths and put it in their water. And it's poison. Mm-hmm. And fluoride in the water and in drugs, because they started attaching fluoride molecules to drugs to make them cross the blood-brain barrier easier. And they ended up, 80% of commonly used drugs are fluoride drugs. That fluoride will break down in the gut, because that's what gut bacteria do. is break down chemicals to try to get rid of it, but it releases fluoride. The fluoride binds with magnesium, makes an insoluble compound called cellate, magnesium fluoride, MgF2. And that cellate deposits in tendons and joints and muscles, gives you a lot of pain, and can cause tendon rupture. One of the black box warnings on ciprofloxacillin, which is a fluoride drug, is tendon rupture. And no one's going to talk about that. You will never hear anyone saying what I just said.
Right. Now, I wonder how you would detox from cellate. Let's say you had a lifetime of brushing your teeth with fluoride, going, you were on Cipro, what have you. And now, you know, it's in your tendons or what have you. How would you detox from that, Carolyn, do you think?
All your cells rotate.
Yeah.
Your cells live and die. And if you stop doing fluoride, water, toothpaste, and treatments, then you're not bringing fluoride in. And you have to watch too, because foods cooked in restaurants, they're using fluoridated, chlorinated water.
Yes.
So you quit the fluoride, you take all our formulas, which make perfect cells, so that the cell you make to replace the cell that just died, that has some of that cellate in it, it's excreted, and now you have more perfect cells. Every 7 years, you grow a new body.
Yeah.
And if you, with that, knowing that with the formulas growing new perfect cells, you get healthier. And, you know, like I say every week, you know, I'm in my past my mid 70s feeling better than I did in my 30s because my cells are getting more and more perfect every year.
Yeah, absolutely. Fantastic. Okay. Exclamation point. What was that? Sally met Harry and she's like, I'll have some of that. You know, it's so exciting.
Yeah. That's right. Okay.
That's right. All right. What's up next?
Questions and answers. It's actually a testimonial.
Yes.
So someone wrote in some sweet words. Hi, RNA Reset. Thank you very much for your speedy reply and for your integrity in refunding my last shipment of magnesium liquid because it was leaking when I received it. That happens very occasionally. So she said, I've bought your magnesium 34 times because I determined it was the best. I spent hours and hours researching which magnesium to get a long time ago for my heart condition, and yours was the best. I've never left a comment on Amazon, but I will do so this time to say how good your product is and how good you honor your product and how fast you remedy any problems. The best to you. You are appreciated. So very sweet. Very, very sweet. And then in the pros and cons of supplements, I do a lot of talking about books here, and I think I've already kind of touched on this subject about a diabetes book. It's a book by Gary Taubes, T-A-U-B-E-S, called Rethinking Diabetes, What Science Reveals About Diet, Insulin, and Successful Treatments. Nothing about magnesium, nothing about vitamin C. And what they're doing, actually, this book and then a book by Ben Bickman, Why We Get Sick, The Hidden Epidemic at the Root of Most Chronic Disease. So their root cause now, Ginny, is insulin resistance and high levels of insulin. So they you know, kind of drilling back, well, sugar is bad and sugar gets high in the blood and then you get diabetes. Oh, actually, it's because insulin is resisted by the cells and insulin gets high and causes all these problems. If they drilled down another layer, they'd find out about magnesium and vitamin C and how they actually, if they're deficient, the insulin doesn't work properly. The cells aren't protected if you don't have enough vitamin C. So it's very interesting looking at these books. The first thing I do, I read all my books on my on Kindle, I will just search for magnesium, and they don't have it. Even Jason Fung in his Obesity Code and Diabetes Code books, nothing about nutrients. They are missing the boat. They are specialists, you know, kind of disguising themselves as alternative, but they're still specialists, and they don't know anything about nutrients. And that's where we cover the waterfront. Right, Ginny?
Absolutely. And that's what people are relying on us for, because we have the way to actually help and get that them situated. Now, just like Dolores is asking me, or asking us, about the spike proteins, and is that going to detox? In other words, if your body rebuilds itself every 7 years, in 2027, are we all going to be free? You know, do we all get out of the COVID prison that we've been held in with all this information, misinformation, bad MD stuff? I mean, there's so much bad information being shared by doctors about this situation. What do you think?
Well, you know, they talk about for spike protein, there's sort of a natokinase and this and that. Like natokinase, and someone asked about it last week, and maybe they were asking about the COVID protocol. I didn't realize. But natokinase, it's a blood thinner. But the vitamin E and magnesium, omega-3s, they keep the blood thin. Hydrating yourself with sea salted water is a blood thinner. So all the things we recommend are going to be helpful. They're not something like you sort of parachute in at the last minute. Someone was asking Julie the other day about methylene blue. Well, why can't I use that? No, you can't use these antioxidants or the supposed cures until you have the baseline of your magnesium, your multiple minerals, your B vitamins, your food-based methylated Bs. You've got to have the basics first, because if you start parachuting in other formulas, if they worked, I'd be telling you. I've tried everything. I've been at this 50 years. I've tried all these things. And the only, and maybe it's just my personal situation, because I was so magnesium deficient and had the laxative effect from magnesium. I finally found a way of making magnesium stable in its ionic state so that I could take, I was taking 1200 milligrams of magnesium with no laxative effect, because it's so readily absorbed into the cells where it's needed. It doesn't flush through the body. So where were we, Ginny?
We were talking about if we're going to build new bodies every 7 years, are we going to detox the spike protein? You talk about natokinase.
So yeah, they say, oh, you have to use natokinase, this and that. I'm saying, we, in our formulas, we have blood, natural blood thinners, so you don't have to mess around with something iffy that you don't know a lot about. So yes, I think we can build, like I've said today already, build new perfect cells, and the cells with spike protein, they're going to be eliminated. My question too is about plastics. There, you know, I hear people saying, well, humic fulvic, that will bind up the plastics and remove them. No, it won't. Humic fulvic, which we do have in one of our formulas, because it's a wonderful prebiotic, probiotic mineral. We're using it for part of our yeast detox protocol. It binds things based on their electrical charge. Ah. Plastic doesn't have a charge. I mean, just think, use your common sense.
Yeah.
So there's people, you know, big fulvic humic companies giving this false information. But with the plastics, you know, they find their way into leaky cells, weak cells, the membranes made by omega-6 fatty acids instead of being made by omega-3s. So You get rid of the omega-6s, take your omega-3s, you build strong membranes, you take fiber. You're either eating fiber with your vegetables and whatnot. If you're not eating vegetables every day, take psyllium seed. Make sure you're having a good one or two bowel movements a day. You can take extra of our picometer magnesium if you want to have a laxative effect. If I just need 450 milligrams of magnesium a day now, but if I want to give myself a laxative effect, I'll take 600 milligrams. So you can manipulate your detoxification naturally. So it's building up the cells, making them perfect, and then the bad guys go. The body wants to be perfect and normal. It has a blueprint of perfection. Plastic is not in that blueprint. It will eliminate it. Mm-hmm. But if you're overweight, if you have a lot of fat cells, you will store toxins.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, there are people who go on a detox or a weight loss program and they'll feel so crummy because they've got so many toxins stored in their cells. And what you do there is, I forget, maybe it's in the yeast book, I talk about using psyllium, but also bentonite clay, taking that orally. If you feel too toxic to detox, you start with psyllium and bentonite clay and you pull out the toxins. You just take that stuff an hour away from food.
Very good. Excellent. We've got 5 minutes and we have quite a few questions here, Carolyn. So let's do some rapid fire questions like we used to do back in the day. And I want to give a testimonial too, because Michelle says that her 93-year-old diabetic dad has better blood sugar numbers. He's gone down from 140 to 120s. He is blind from glaucoma, but he said he's starting to see a little bit because that pressure is being alleviated off of his eyes and he is taking the product. So Michelle said he's been a hard nut to crack, but he's starting to be a believer in magnesium. So that's just fantastic. That's
fabulous. Thank you so much.
Okay. How many grams of vitamin C do you have to take every day if you are pre-diabetic? In other words, it makes it sound like there's a corollary between diabetes and or sugar and vitamin C. How much would you recommend?
I don't know if anyone's figured that out, but our little scoops of vitamin C berry powder are 2 grams. I would take 1 or 2 scoops a day. I personally take, because of my heart palpitations and I do have some, you know, familial high cholesterol, which I'll never take statins for. So I'm personally taking 6 grams of ascorbic acid a day, plus the whole C. So, I mean, what I say about that kind of question is maybe get involved with muscle testing. Let me put my go to. So there's something called the O-ring where you can look this up online. You hold your pointer finger and thumb like that in a circle, and you take your pointer finger of your other hand and you test it for strength and nice and strong. And then you say, give me a yes. Oh, my yes is strong. Give me a no. And it just flies right through. Is my name Ginny? No. Is my name Carolyn? Yes. So it can be it's a yes, no algorithm, you know, 0 and 1. So practice that type of thing, because then you can say, how much vitamin C should I take? And you can touch the bottle when you say, how much vitamin C should I take? And then you say, you know, should I take 1 gram, 2 grams, 3 grams, 4 grams, 5 grams. So it stopped at 5 grams for me. So I should only be taking 4 grams. Thank you very much. So this is something that gives you the answers that nobody else can give you. I mean, everybody's so individual. So I do encourage people to study the O-ring.
Very good.
And it does take a while because you don't trust it. You just don't think, oh, I don't think I can trust that. But I've been doing it a long time and I do trust it.
Very good. Very good. A quick question. Dr. Dean, you don't get dental x-rays. Have you had dental work? How do they work in your mouth if you don't get an x-ray, basically?
I've had x-rays. I just don't believe you walk into a dentist's office and they say, let's just get your x-rays for this year.
That's right. Every year. Yeah. We're going to radiate again.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I've had x-rays. And back in the day, I probably still have it somewhere. There is a homeopathic x-ray remedy that you can get. But, you know, when you get an x-ray, you just take extra vitamin C, take extra magnesium.
Very good. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know that we have taurine in our formulas, Carolyn. That's a question there in Realign. But the other question was carnosine. Do we have carnosine in our formula?
Carnitine. Carnitine is in our restructure.
Uh-huh. In restructure. Very good.
Yeah.
Also, let's see, where are we? Is fiber, do you have a preference that you recommend soluble versus insoluble fiber?
Soluble.
Soluble fiber. Okay, very good. And where is the sorbic acid coming from? I have familiar cholesterol and stopped taking statins a couple of years ago.
Ascorbic acid. Oh, phooey. The source. I forget what our source is.
Oh, is for it? Our formula.
Yeah.
Ours is non-GMO corn, I believe.
Right. Yeah.
Non-GMO corn. You can get it from other sources and we've checked into it, but it is ridiculously expensive. And as a consumer, you're just not going to pay for it. You may think you want to, but you're not going to. It prices itself out of the market for sure.
Yeah. The one that I wanted was Sago Palm.
That's right.
No.
Yeah, no,
you can't. There's not enough sagos to go around. So,
very good.
But it's not a synthetic ascorbic acid made in a lab. It does come from a food. And of course, it has to be non-GMO.
That's right. Very good. Very good.
And the whole we've done a couple of shows on high levels of ascorbic acid for heart disease that we'll be going into it more as time goes on, because we're going to create a product, or we are creating a product with high ascorbic acid, proline and lysine in the right amounts that will mimic Linus Pauling's heart protocols. And that's very important, because there's been a real increase in heart disease of late.
Yeah. Since 2020. Yeah, I'd say. Now, the other thing is we'll just say that. So if you've loved this show, and so many people have put little hearts on here and they love this show and all the information that you've given out. And thank you, Carolyn, for being so generous with your own personal experience, because that's so important, the integrity behind Dr. Dean's words. She's really crafted this with her own body. And you would never know, because she doesn't look like she paid any prices for it. So there's some grace for you too. So drcarolyndean.com is her website. You can go, you can check it out. You can become a member. You can get all of her books. You can learn. You can listen. Back in the day, we used to tell people when they didn't feel well, they should just put the archives on and hit play and just let Carolyn's words constantly encourage them to know that they're on the right path and that their bodies will heal. Carolyn's one of the few doctors that will let you know that you can actually radically improve your condition and you don't have to go down with whatever they're trying to tell you you may have. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the other thing is, we talked about products a lot for some reason tonight, but they're at rnareset.com. RNA Reset is Carolyn's proprietary formula. She's formulated them all herself. She made them for herself and she shares them with you. She takes them all and she wants you to take them all, every single one. And don't be cutting any corners or swapping out or doing anything like that, because you can't believe how other products are made. They're terrible. The third thing is, we want to let you know, PicoPets.com. You've just got to go there. Please recommend it. Share it on your social media for people who have pets and are concerned and curious. We're starting to get great testimonials about what's happened for people. When they've shared those with their pets and when they're using them, they see their energy elevated. They see their skin conditions going away. They see they're getting their puppy pace back and they're feeling like themselves again. Just like happens with human beings, we're very similar with our cat and a dog friend. So for sure, check that out. And then,
Are we allowed to put pet testimonials on the Pico Pet site?
We are.
Oh my gosh, because we can't put on human testimonials because the FDA just slaps us. It's just slap on our wrist. Don't do that. It's terrible. Right. So go to the Pico Pets for RNA Reset testimials.
<There you go. laughs> Or go to Amazon for RNA Reset testimonials, because you'll get
thank goodness. Yeah.
So thank you everybody for being with us. We will be back next week. Please invite your friends. Please share the archive and watch Carolyn's Got Her Hearts Now. Yay! So now we're all lit up with love and joy for everybody. And thank you so much for being with us this week, you guys.
You have been listening to Dr. Carolyn Dean, the doctor of the future. Become a member of drcarolyndean.com and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.